Welcome to the Holistic Life Podcast, where the wisdom of the Word of God lights our path to mind, body, soul, and spirit wellness. Each episode, we delve into living a life that's not just healthy, but wholly aligned with spiritual principles, exploring the intersection of faith and well-being. Join us as we uncover divine guidance for wellness, meditation, and harmony in life, taking this journey on living fully in His grace. Your transformation, grounded in faith and understanding, starts now.
Good day, good day, good day. I want to welcome you back to the Holistic Life Podcast. I am your host, Shelby Frederick, also known as Lady Jules, and we are delighted to be back here with you all for our Women's History Month series. We're going to be talking about women in transition on this month. And so I just want to greet all of you. Today is March 8th, which is International Women's Day. And so I just want to say happy International Women's Day to all of the women out there who are doing what they need to do, who are taking care of themselves, taking care of families, taking care of their business, just handling their business. And so I want to say happy International Women's Day to all of the women out there. Now, I am super excited to do this presentation on today because it is something that is personal to me. And what we are going to talk about again, is women in transition is our theme for the month. And one of the things that I often get questions over is, how do I do what I do? You know, how did I get to where, you know, where I am now? And I will be sharing a little bit about my story and also about my journey on today. But I'm going to help us this month by my own sharing, and I do have some guests that are going to be lined up that will be coming on with me to share with our topic on being in transition, and specifically how, when we have the imposter syndrome, how that impacts us and how that affects us. And so find your path in the in-between moments. Let's jump right into it. I have three different points that we're going to be talking about. On these different points, we are going to look at understanding the value of transition. We'll also look at navigating uncertainty with grace, and also time and priorities reimagined. So those are kind of our three key points that we are going to be looking at. And if you have not liked and shared this video, please go ahead and like and share it, especially with another sister, another woman who could use this, because I'm telling you, life is filled with transitions. We cannot avoid it. Life is full of transitions. And in these transition moments, we have a lot of questions. And so these keys that we're going to be talking about is really going to help you to understand how to navigate with uncertainty and with change, how to go through personal growth, and also how to have clarity. And so we're going to discover how to leverage this pivotal moment and time period that we are in by being guided by wisdom and the Word of God, because that's what I talk about here, wisdom and the Word of God. So again, we're going to be talking about understanding the value of transition, navigating uncertainty with grace, and also time and priorities reimagined. Time and priorities reimagined. Now, I want to jump right into my story, because oftentimes, again, I get questions about, you know, how did you get to where you are? You know, it did not come overnight. I had my own path through my own wilderness. And several years ago, you know, I found myself in this place that it was, I was uncertain. I was at professional stagnation. I felt a sense of disconnection from my purpose. And despite all of the achievements, you know, running a successful massage therapy business, doing other things, you know, coming along in ministry, you know, beginning to write books, it was almost like, you know, sometimes we talk about wearing a mask. It was like some parts of me was like a facade, because internally I was grappling with imposter syndrome. And there is a sense of pride that I had that I didn't even really look to admit or even ask for help. So I was struggling. And so this particular picture, you know, that you see here is from 2017. And even though the process was started kind of like before then, but in 2017 was when a whole lot of stuff just hit the fan for me. And I had to get to this place where I had to take this journey, just like the Israelites did when they were in the wilderness for 40 years. And so for me, it wasn't just about career advancement or my personal development. It was a deep spiritual journey that I had to take. And it forced me to confront parts of myself that I had long ignored. And it was like God said, yes, I've shown you where I'm taking you, but I'm not going to allow you to cross over or to take that journey until you take this journey here. And so I had to learn humility on a whole nother level. And I had to understand that despite my expertise, despite my, you know, accomplishments, that I still had so much to learn. And it was not just about my field, but it was about compassion. It was about faith. It was about trusting in God's timing. It was about love. And I'm talking about the love of God. And so one particularly challenging moment came when my marriage was literally falling apart. Relationships were falling apart. And it was like, I didn't know what to do. Like, it was like my back was against the wall. And so I was struggling at that time with compound grief, you know, after losing some people that were very, very dear to me. And in the midst of that, that's where I found peace. And we're going to talk today about Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. But I found peace, and God began to remind me, and he was using that time that I was in the wilderness to humble me. There was a testing, you know, to see if what I really said, of what I was speaking and preaching and ministering to others, was I really standing on that? It revealed to me my own heart and where my heart was, and if I could keep my commitment and my covenant to God. And so this period of testing, this trial, this journey that I was on, it taught me so many invaluable lessons. It taught me about resilience. It taught me even more about faith. It taught me the true meaning of success is God. It also gave me just a profound understanding of the importance of aligning my priorities with God's purpose. So how did I get through that? I got through that through prayer, reflection, surrendering the process. I began to see a way out. That's when I connected with my mentor, who is my spiritual mother. You know, I had to learn and I had to embrace this in-between moment. and that it was not punishment. It was not that I had did something wrong. It wasn't that God had abandoned me. But this in between moment was an opportunity for growth. And it was an opportunity for a deeper connection with God. And so when I share my journey and my story, it validates the expertise, not because of any professional heights or anything like that, but it is because the valleys that I've had to navigate and the spiritual growth that I've experienced. This has become a testament of the transformative power of embracing transitions with faith and humility. And it also is a reminder that even in our wilderness periods, that we are being led, we are being taught, my God, and we are being prepared for what's next. So my story is why I speak on transitions. My story is why I speak on emotional wellness and understanding wellness and living a holistic life. This is my passion. This is what gives me also empathy and compassion for others. So this is not just a topic for the month. This is a lived experience that has shaped who I am. It has shaped how I approach life and how, when I'm faced with an in-between moment, I now know how to navigate. So let's take this journey together and remember that faith, remember that humility, remember that through our wilderness, my God, that if we are willing to learn, if you are willing to learn, if you are willing to learn, I'm telling you, you're going to emerge stronger. You're going to emerge wiser. You are going to be more aligned with your purpose than ever. So that's my story. And that's one of the reasons why I am doing this series and why this month. So let's go to our first topic. Our first topic is understanding the value of transition, understanding the value of transition. When we understand, let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. Deuteronomy 8, verse 2, and it says, "And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not." And so when we're talking about understanding the value of transition, transition periods are God's way of preparing us for the next stage in our journey. But oftentimes, because we don't understand that, we begin to despise the transition. We despise the moment that we are in, and we never reap the benefit. We never get to what it is that God is teaching us in that moment. And so just like the Israelites, when they wandered in the desert, that was preparing them for the promised land, for those that cross over, right? So we too are being prepared for what's next. I looked at some keywords in this verse, and I'm not going to do, this is not a deep dive. Again, this is literally like 20, 30 minutes of just time of sharing. But I want you to take what is here and to do that deep dive, to take a moment to look at these passages. I want you to look at these keywords down here at the bottom. These are keywords from this passage that I want you to take a look at so that you can begin to see the value that is in the transition that you are in. And when you begin to take a look and you begin to understand the value of it, that's when you can begin to really see change come forth in your life. Now, just to reflect on understanding the value of transition, how can you use this time to deepen your faith and understanding his plan for you? See, this is the question that we have to ask ourselves. I want you to take a moment to really reflect on that, because there is a plan. And there are times, yes, there are times where I saw what God was doing. He showed me what he was doing. But
there was still a level of faith that my faith had to rise up to really believe it so that I can walk in it. So how are you using your time? How are you using your time in the transition? So that's our first question. Now, our second point that I want to talk about today is navigating uncertainty with grace. Navigating uncertainty with grace. Now, when we look at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, this is one of my favorite life key verses. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways, know him, and he will make your path straight. Uncertainty is a fertile ground for our faith to grow. And that's because it reminds us to trust in God's plan above our own. I don't know about you, but I had some plans for my life. Oh, yes, I did. I had some plans for my life, you know, that I would graduate high school, that I would go to college, and, you know, then I would settle down and, you know, raise a family. Well, life didn't kind of turn out that way. Graduated from high school. I think I took one semester at Youngstown State University. And at that time, you know, my parents couldn't afford to send me to college, so I went to the military. That's not a path that I had considered at all. If you know me, I am a girly, right? And so it was a shock to me. And it was probably even more shocking to myself, but I did it. And it was at that time that I did meet my husband. And praise be to God, we've been married for 31, going on 32 years. But during this time, I had to learn how to trust God with all my heart. That during this time, even though things hadn't turned out how I had planned, that God still had a plan for me. And so when we talk about, I want to interject at this moment about the imposter syndrome. Because when we are facing imposter syndrome, you know, with our faith, this allows us not to lean on our own understanding, but to rely on the strength of the Lord. Now, next week, we're going to take a deep dive into the imposter syndrome. But I just wanted to interject that in one today. And so when we talk about navigating uncertainty with grace, these are your keywords down here at the bottom. Trust. What does it mean for you to trust? Who is the Lord to you in your life? What is your heart saying to you at this moment? What are you relying on? Where's your understanding? Are you acknowledging him in all your ways? Do you know him? Do you trust him to make your path straight? This is how we begin to navigate this uncertainty with grace. How we navigate uncertainty with grace. So I want you to reflect on this question here. How can trusting in God's plan transform your current feelings of doubt and uncertainty? Because let's not fake it. When you are uncertain, that is an open door for doubt. That is an open door for our feelings to come into, to take us in, to lead us somewhere, and then we stay there and we get stuck. So I want you to reflect on this question. How can trusting in God's plan transform your current feelings of doubt and uncertainty? Now, our last question or our last key point on today, remember there were only three because I'm going to make this very, very short because, again, we're doing this on lunch period, right? So let's take a look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you." When you are in this transitional phase, this is an opportune time for you to reassess and realign your priorities with God's purpose for your lives. So when we seek his kingdom first, above all else, above everything else, above our thoughts, even above the plans that we have made, sometimes we got to take a pivot. This is no time to allow shame, you know, or anything like that to enter in. And remember the feelings. Don't allow those feelings to enter in that will cause you to get stuck. There is movement in the pivot. And so when we seek his kingdom first, when we seek his priorities, everything else falls into line, including our time management and our personal development. Because the time becomes very important. Time is of the essence. And when we put him first, we step out of Chronos time into the Kairos time of God. See, when we get stuck, oftentimes we're stuck in the Chronos, the time that's here on this earth. But when we seek him first, and we step fully into that seeking, that posture of seeking, we now step into the Kairos time of God. And that Kairos takes us to the place that God has for us. And along the way, everything just begins to fall into place. Our time management, because now we're not wasting our time doing something that is not beneficial for where God is trying to take us to. So our key words in this verse would be seek. What does it mean for you to seek in this season? What does it mean for him to be first? What is the kingdom of God? Do we have an understanding of the reality that we as believers are in the kingdom of God? What does that look like for us? What is righteousness? What does it mean? All these things. All these things means all these things, not just the things that we want to give and then the other things we like to keep and hold on for ourselves because we want to try to make it happen within ourselves. What does it mean for him to provide for you? What does that mean for him to provide for you? So I want you to reflect on this question here. Is what priorities does God want you to focus on in this season? And how can aligning your actions with these priorities propel you forward? See, we have to stay in alignment. Our actions have to stay in alignment to the will of God. Our priorities will not be propelled if we are out of alignment. So what is the focus? What is the focus? What is the focus for this time in this season of transition that you are in? So as we conclude today, I want to ask you some more questions. What lessons is God teaching you in this preparation season, and how are you embracing them? What are the lessons? Because we want to learn the lesson, which means that we have to humble ourselves and be taught. This is the preparation season. Times of transition are preparation seasons. The next question is, how can trusting in God's plan transform your current feelings of doubt and uncertainty? And the third question is, what priorities does God want you to focus on in this season? And how can aligning your actions with these priorities propel you forward? My goodness, something for us to think about. When we are embracing the in-between, this means us recognizing, you know, what it is, you know, what does it mean for it to be a God-given opportunity for growth, for reflection, and for alignment with his will? What does that mean? This is what that means. So as I close out today's episode, I want you to ponder the transformative power of these transitions when navigated with faith and purpose. Let these in-between times not be a pause. Because remember, you're in a pivot. But let it be a time of productivity. Let it be a productive time for becoming who God has called you to be. Because we can't go into the new season being the same old way. God always has change for us. He always has upgrade for us. But if we neglect to navigate well, then we miss the lesson. We miss the transformation. And we miss the realignment that God is doing. My goodness. So with that being said, I am opening up my schedule. I do have my schedule open for coaching and for counseling for March, April, and May. You will be able to get that information if you go to the link here at the bottom. And if you want to head over to that page, listen, this is not just, there are some special bonuses that I have put together specifically for Women's History Month. If you head over to jewelsofwellness.net and you go over to the media tab, you will be able to see the special that we have. There is actually a workbook that goes with each of the podcast series that are going to be coming out for this month. And it's available to you absolutely free. But if you do want to make a donation, I do have a special gift for you and for those who make a donation. And that special bonus is that if you make a donation for $20, is that you're going to get a copy of the first quarter of our daily wellness planner, this right here. This is a phenomenal tool. It's literally like your personal coaching guide that is in this book. We'll have some people that will be sharing their testimonies of how it has been helping them to transform their daily lives. But the daily wellness planner, this will be a bonus. I do have a limited quantity on hand. But again, for a donation of $20, you'll be able to get that planner. And then you're also inside of the private community with Jewels of Wellness. I'm going to be sharing some pieces from the Time and Priorities Reimagined class. And so I'm always giving more because I believe in people having the things that they need in order to help them to overcome and to achieve the goals that they have set out for themselves. And so you want to head over to jewelsofwellness.net. And then you can also hear, if you text JOIN to this number, 201-645-7062, you can get on my text alerts where I will be sharing all of my text messages out to each of you. So you can stay in the know of what I have going on and you won't miss out on anything. And so that is today's episode. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I pray that you find the courage and the clarity on your journey, just as I did. Always learn leaning on the steadfast love of the Lord, leaning on the guidance of Holy Spirit, and know that Jesus is there to help you every step of the way. And so join us on next Friday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time for more insights as we are walking through transitions with grace and faith. And for those of you who have your phone and you're able to even screenshot this, I want your feedback. I want to know if this has been a blessing to you. But if you type in talk.ac/Shelby Frederick, you will be able to give your feedback on this podcast series
on today. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. It has been you all here just to spend this time and to know that you can navigate and you can navigate well. You can navigate and you can navigate well. And so that's what we are here to help you to do. It's 30 minutes. I am checking out of here. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we'll see you on next Friday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Holistic Life Podcast, where our foundation is the Word of God and our path is wellness in His life. We hope today's episode enriches your journey to a life of health and spiritual fulfillment. Remember, each step toward holistic living is a step closer to embodying His teachings. For continued inspiration, follow our journey. Until next time, embrace your faith, nurture your entire being, and watch your life bloom in His glory. We'll catch you on the airwaves. Be blessed.